From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Within the hour, Hillary Clinton is set to be the Democratic nominee for president. The former Secretary of State will be the first woman to be nominated for president from a major political party. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski officially put Clinton's name in nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So in behalf of all the women who have broken down barriers for others, and with an eye toward the barriers ahead, I proudly place Hillary Clinton's name in nomination to be the next president.
Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis seconded the nomination. He reminded the cheering crowds that they had nominated the first African-American president 8 years ago, and now they were breaking another barrier.
She will fight for us all with her heart, her soul, and her mind. My fellow Democrats, I am pleased to second the nomination for Hillary Clinton as the party candidate for the President of the United States.
Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, will address the delegates later Tuesday. Hillary Clinton and her vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, will speak to the convention later in the week. Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump told a veterans group in North Carolina that Hillary Clinton and the political system have failed them. Speaking at the Veterans of Foreign Wars convention in Charlotte, Trump said that Clinton has been, in his words, a disaster. The Republican candidate outlined a 10-step fix for the VA health system and told the audience that veterans will no longer have to face delays or, in his words, die waiting for care. This is VOA News.